I was looking at the one right below it. We see another cow here. This is 8 o'clock. So tell me about 8 o'clock. What's going on in this painting?
Yeah, so this one is based on a couple of other paintings that I did. I did this painting of a very similar scene with like this white chapel in the middle of like a really open field in the middle of the night. I don't think that painting is on my website, but I'll have to send you images of it if you're
Yeah, please
interested.
do.
And then the cow is also another reoccurring motif. That one is kind of like taken pretty much directly from the painting below it, which I'm sure we'll get to. I was overall like, I had this dream one night where like it was pretty much the scene, the same scene. And it was this tree out in the middle of a field, and it was very structured, and the shadow of the tree was like creating hands of a clock.
Oh yeah, I just noticed that.
So if you'll notice, like it is in the shape of a clock, like it's a circle, and like the tree kind of creates 8 o'clock.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know. We live in such a digital world. It's like weird seeing analog, right?
Right. Oh, interesting.
But yeah, I was inspired by a dream, and the dream was very like whimsical, and I just thought it was really cool to have like a double, I don't know what it's really called, but to have like double imagery where like it is a tree, but it's also hands of a clock.
Right.
And I have the faces of the moon on the sides
Yep.
as well. I was kind of just wanting to create something that like embodied like kind of a whimsical, very like the feeling of like being alone in like a field in the middle of the night, and it's really quiet and like kind of like on one hand spooky a little bit, but on the other hand just really like peaceful.
Yeah, exactly. That's the exact kind of energy I'm getting from it. Now, this chapel, is this based on anything specific in your life, or is this kind of just like country chapel?
It's definitely country chapels. So like in Virginia, where in Radford, or like in Southwest Virginia, especially, you would see like, actually, and I think all over America, to be honest, rural America, I mean, you see like these old white chapels, like in like 10 mile radiuses of each other, like they're all over the place.
Right.
And I think it is kind of like, I love like religious architecture. I think chapels are so pretty.
Yeah.
And I think like Christianity and religion in general has like such a stronghold on Appalachia and on rural communities in general. And it's a very interesting thing, because I grew up very Christian. And I'm not really like, I don't identify as Christian anymore. I think I identify more as like omnitheistic, which is like I believe in a little bit of everything.
Right.
But I really love the imagery of the chapel. I think it's a really powerful image, and it is kind of something that like draws my own personal attention like back to like rural areas and the South, in Appalachia for sure.
Very interesting.
And it's kind of a reoccurring motif. I have the chapel and like I think maybe two or three paintings,
Yeah.
but it's gonna come back too.
Very cool. All right, let's move on to